Joining us this morning is former federal prosecutor, current law professor at George Washington University, Randall Eliason. Eliason, you pronounce it for me, Randall.
Eliason.
Eliason. Let's go with the first pronunciation. So, Randall, what happened in court for Michael Cohen yesterday?
So, the attorneys for Michael Cohen and President Trump were trying to argue to the judge that they should get first crack at all the documents that were seized during the search warrants that were executed at Michael Cohen's office and home last week, arguing that the government shouldn't be able to look at them until they have a chance to screen themselves to see whether there's any privileged documents. The court didn't agree to that, but the court is still considering whether to adopt some kind of a middle ground where she'll appoint a special master to review the documents that might be privileged, and rather than allowing the prosecutors and the FBI agents to do it themselves by using what's called a taint team. So we haven't finally learned yet what she's going to do, but she did reject the idea that the president's lawyers alone get to take the first crack at it.
Yeah.
Just what Donald Trump needs, more publicity. We're getting word yesterday that in the courtroom it was revealed that Sean Hannity is a client of Michael Cohen, who was in court yesterday. Why in the world does it have to be revealed? Isn't it attorney-client privilege? Why does he have to tell who his clients are? Why did that happen yesterday?
Well, as part of their argument that they had, the argument they're making to the judge that the materials that were seized might be privileged, they had to represent that Cohen's actually acting as an attorney and that he actually has clients. And so the judge is asking them to demonstrate that that, in fact, is true. So there was some debate about whether they actually had to reveal the name or not, but in the end, you know, frequently, just the fact that you're a client is not always privileged information. The privilege protects communications, and the judge was, you know, within her rights to try to verify that when they say Cohen's actually practicing as a lawyer, that that's in fact the case.
And what actually, Randall, constitutes being someone's lawyer? I thought you had to give him a dollar, and that was the contract. But Sean Hannity says, yes, I did ask him about certain circumstances, but he never sent me a bill. I never paid a bill. What's that distinction?
Yeah, it's very fact-specific. I'm not sure Sean Hannity's explanations really resolve the question. I mean, it doesn't necessarily depend on whether you paid them money. It's whether you've actually consulted them in return for legal advice in their sort of professional capacity. I mean, if I have casual conversations with my friend who happens to be a lawyer and say, hey, what do you think about this or that, you know, it's not necessarily a formal attorney-client relationship.
Right.
So it's all kind of matters of degree and very fact-specific.
So they're in court. What are we in court for? I know Stormy was Daniels was there, but what is this all going to determine?
Well, as he said, I think they're trying to figure out, you know, who gets to look at the information that was seized during that
raid. And
then
what happens?
What are they looking for? I think Larry's asking.
They're looking for evidence of potential crimes committed by Michael Cohen, and to get the search warrants, they had to go to a magistrate judge and establish probable cause to believe that Michael Cohen has committed some crimes and that evidence of those crimes might be found in the premises search. So a judge looked at all the evidence that the prosecutors have so far, which none of us have seen, of course, so it's impossible for us to really speculate on exactly what they're looking for, what the nature of the crimes are. But we do know the investigation has been going on for months. It didn't just start with this recent activity with the search. It's been going on for months prior to that, and they've accumulated some evidence and were able to show that to a judge and have the judge agree that there might be evidence of those crimes present at these locations.
And where do we go from here, Randall? What's the next step in this process?
Well, the grand jury investigation in the Southern District of New York is continuing, so they're going to keep investigating the crimes that led to the execution of the search warrant, and they'll presumably be able to use some of the evidence recovered during the search warrant as evidence in that investigation.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if there are fights about whether particular documents are privileged or not, those will either be resolved by a special master or ultimately taken to the judge for the judge to rule on them. But this is simply another way for the prosecutors to gather evidence in their ongoing grand jury investigation, which presumably will proceed and may very likely result in some charges against Mr. Cohen.
Well, it is going to be an interesting unfolding. Anybody that has master as their job title, I just think, is a very unusual thing itself. Randall, thanks so much for helping us clear the air on what happened yesterday. Look forward to our next conversation when you can continue to enlighten us in the process. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
That's Randall Eliason. He is a former federal prosecutor, law professor now at George Washington University.